Hi, I'm Holly from Hey It's Okay.
And I'm Natalie from It's a Westie Thing, and today we are talking about friendships and how they change when you're pregnant and had a baby.
So how did you find your friendships like change or evolve once you fell pregnant and like from then on?
I think straight away your friendship changes because obviously pregnant, you don't want to go out late at night, you're tired, and if your friends are asking you out for dinner, again, even when you're pregnant or had a baby, you don't want to go out at 7 o'clock at night. You know, it's difficult.
So I think for me, when I fell pregnant and my friends were going out for dinner, my close friends were obviously really accommodating, but you know, with splitting the bill, It's like, if you're not drinking, you don't want to pay for everyone's everyone doing out, like doing shots or doing drinks and getting bottles of wine, and you're not I totally get it, but I don't want to pay like a £40 bill if my meal's
so
on.
True.
And I think that can then become quite awkward. So I think it depends how your friends are, but
yeah, I think that is the thing. It's the awkwardness of actually it is okay to say, "Hi guys, I'm not paying for that."
Yeah.
But it's the awkwardness of actually saying it, isn't it? Rather than.
And I guess it's the reception you get when you say that. I think if your friends are like truly your friends, they will not care.
Yeah.
But like when I went out in a bigger group, I definitely found that there were some like icy receptions, and I was like, I'm not going to pay for that.
Do you think though it's because if people haven't had children or aren't pregnant themselves, they don't understand as well as, I mean, I'm not saying that everyone who hasn't doesn't understand, but sometimes if they haven't got children or they're not pregnant, they don't get that. It's, you know.
I think definitely because I was the only one who was pregnant at the time, and There was nobody else not drinking. So I think it was like, I was completely singled out. I think if you've got more people who aren't drinking or who are pregnant, you feel like it's okay or it's better received. But definitely that scenario whilst pregnant was just, yeah.
And again, if before you were pregnant or had a baby, I think if you were that kind of, you live that lifestyle where you're out all the time, you're out drinking, And you just can't do that when you then have children.
I think I definitely know, like you said, I think if you had children young, well, you say young, but I think still like 30-year-olds would still be going out and drinking and maybe going out for dinner and stuff.
Well,
like,
even if they have careers, I think that whole London lifestyle and going out after dinner or a couple of drinks, it totally changes when you then have children.
So I think if you're that type of person who had that group of friends that would just go out after, like you said, after work or be out all the time, well, when you're pregnant you just stop doing that, so you're naturally going to drift away from those people because you're not having the same after work
and your situation. Life, your lifestyle completely changes, so whereas you could go out raving and then be up in the morning and be absolutely fine, I now can't think of anything worse than going out the night before and having to get up and deal with
and
a toddler
hangover.
And a baby. I can't think of anything worse.
And being hungover. My priorities are not about spending money on going out. And that's not to shame anybody else who's in that position. If you are a single or in a couple and you're going out, you don't have those responsibilities, do it. Like, I'm all for that life.
It's funny because I think you're right with priorities definitely change, and I found that one thing is that now I've got the two children, obviously my friends work in the week or did work in the week, they hadn't had children, and then it leaves the weekends, but my weekends are so precious to me and it's sort of my family time, so finding the time for my friends is actually another thing that I found really difficult because it's working out how I prioritise my life.
I had a friend who fell pregnant at the same time as me, and she lives so far away, and we weren't that close that it's like I would feel...
Make an effort.
Yeah, make that effort. And then I had like other friends who had children, and I just wasn't there to be able to meet up all the time, every week, like, and her little boy is quite a lot, or like 2.5 years older than Arthur is.
Yeah.
So I do, although like they probably play nicely, it does make a difference.
Yeah,
you're going through different things, like you're experiencing different situations. And I think sometimes if you just have different interests, if the only thing
is the babies
or is your children, mums don't meet. Yes, mums talk about mum stuff, but if you're pregnant now,
you've got to have that clip. And this is another thing about baby groups. When I had Elle, it was like, okay, I need to push myself because I did find myself drifting away from my friends. I really wanted to make friends at baby groups, but I did find it really difficult and I really wanted to push myself into other friendship groups. But I can honestly say that I've only made really two really, really close friends through my children. Groups. When I then had Laurie, again, it changes. I was kind of like, well, I've got my friends, especially like my mum friends as well. I don't necessarily need more, but I think it is. It's opening yourself up.
It's hard. And I think more so when you've just had a baby because you're vulnerable.
Yeah.
And like you might be experiencing different emotions or different feelings. And I think definitely for me, one of those feelings was my friendships are changing.
Yeah.
I get asked quite a bit, like, what was the big thing for you?
Well, it's loneliness, isn't it, as well?
That's the thing. It's really hard because a lot of mums talk about loneliness, but I didn't feel lonely because I was so busy with all the things that I had going on.
You don't have
and
time.
Because I had like a good community of friends, like online, and friends that I met through being a mum and online that they lived closer, I would meet up with them and they were the same age as Arthur.
And that's again the change in friendship. So obviously me and you met through Instagram.
Yeah.
And I think that is another hard one for other friends that you know in real life or then don't quite understand that. So then when you have a baby and you go to another community, for instance, Instagram or blogging or, mummy groups, I think then it's the dividing friends and trying to integrate your friendship groups, which sometimes doesn't always work, and that's okay.
Having different friends for different reasons.
Yeah.
I don't have a best friend, and I think that's maybe where some of my older friends, like that I've known for like 20-odd years, felt a little bit like, I'm drifting from you. And as I've got older, I just don't have best friends. I am my own best friend. I'm quite independent.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily feel lonely. I think the situations maybe I feel lonely in,
Well, sometimes it's the fact that you sort of sit back and think, oh my God, am I the only person in the world that this is going through? And actually, again, that's at the whole baby group thing. If you just say to a mum, oh, I've had a really rough night, or, oh, my baby's not latching, you're not the only one.
No,
and even when you're pregnant, I used to sort of, I'm quite a chatty person. I used to say, God, stop talking to them. I don't want to talk to you. But actually, they do want to talk to you. And sometimes when you're pregnant and you're in the maternity suite or you're waiting for your midwife appointment, just say are you local or how many weeks are you? Sometimes that helps.
Yeah.
And even if you don't become best friends with them, it's nice to talk and realize I'm not the only one. People don't talk about things that don't happen in real life in pregnancy, and then you feel normal.
That the conversation just isn't flowing, be that friends with mum, friends who are mums, or be that friends who don't have kids. If the conversation is just quite static and blunt, or oh, how are you today, or something like that, and you're not feeling that flow, then it's probably likely that your friendship is just changed. Just know that these things take time. I think that's really important. I was so Arthur's only just sort of had his first birthday, and your first year goes so quickly, and so many different changes happen that it's okay to feel a little bit lost, whether that be in your friendships.
I still feel lost.
Yeah, exactly. Just that, I think that's just life, isn't it? You're always going to have something that sort of falls behind a little bit. And
but again, just mentioning on the fact that sometimes you see friends without the children, because let's face it, your children sometimes don't get on with other people's children. And I've had that in the past as well, where we've actually gone, do you know what? We're better off seeing each other without our kids, because our kids are a nightmare together. Or it's really nice that our children get on, let's do a play day. And I think that's really important as well.
Yeah, definitely. If you're finding that your kids aren't getting on, but you still really get on, and that's maybe what's making the relationship awkward, I think it's so important to just communicate that and say, okay, we just need to see each other maybe without the kids. And that's quite good, because it means that you'll have time for yourself. Yeah, I think it's really just, I think you'll just find your way, but I think it's just good to know, it's okay to not
get on with the friends that you've always had, yeah. or to find new friends. But even if you meet at a mummy group, but you're realizing that maybe your kids don't get on, or yeah. they're new friends, and but you met through your kids, but you more have more conversation about other things,
yeah.
then it's okay. Like, that's it's perfectly acceptable. Fine.
And also, I think when you have children, there's lots of more opportunities to then make more friends. Like, Elle starting nursery, I've made friends through her nursery. She's starting school in September. So again, I'm hoping, not like hoping to make friends, but I just think even if you've got those mummy friends in the playground to say hello to and have that morning conversation with, that again is really nice.
Or that outlet to be like, oh my God, they've had this massive breakdown on the way to school this
yeah.
morning.
Yeah.
And just maybe that's your outlet for, you don't have to be super, super close, but it could just be your outlet of mum life. So I think the best thing to say is that you're just never alone. Even if you feel like you've not got those friends that you've always had, or you're finding it hard to make new friends, our inboxes are always yeah. open, aren't they, Natalie? And yeah, you can inbox us anytime. I'm Holly from Hey It's Okay.
And I'm Natalie from It's a Westy Thing.
So we hope you've enjoyed this little chat about friendships after children. And yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.